Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's great to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown, and let's get those running shoes on and chat some running as we head back to Australia now to catch up with Richard Thompson. Richard, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Richard, let's talk about your run, and we haven't spoken about it at all in our previous chats. Is it something you enjoy doing, or is it unfortunately necessary evil? And it's an important necessary evil because it's the thing that finishes off the triathlon.
Yeah, I think my relationship to the run is mutual. I don't think it's a super positive or super negative. It was probably something that was the reason why I couldn't sort of hack it as a professional. There was no way that I could run, you know, anything under 1:15 for a half marathon off the bike. That to me is just, I think my best was 1:17 or something. But certainly as an age grouper, the marathon, so certainly after an Ironman, my times vary from when I started out. I think I did a 3:30, 3:40, and then I went to 3:30, and then down to 3:10s and 3:08. I did a 3:08 in Hawaii, and around that 3:10 mark is essentially where I'm at. I don't think I'm not spending enough time at the moment running to justify anything quicker than that.
I mean, those are pretty decent splits as well, and improvement wise, that's phenomenal. I mean, particularly when you're running 3 hour marathons, just over 3 hour marathons. I mean, that's a huge chunk off it. So, what would you attribute that to? What are some of the things you've done that have really given you those gains?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a boring answer to that question. It's a really good question, but it's a boring answer in that I was fortunate that I started. I mean, just before I started triathlon, I started doing sort of 10K runs or half marathon runs. So the base slowly started building before I really cared for it to even know that it necessarily was building. The biggest improvement by far for me, and I don't know whether it's looking back, I don't know whether it's because of that base just coming to its fruition or whether it's because of this, but I did a proper marathon. But when I qualified for the first Hawaii in 2007, I had sort of 10 months between. I chose not to do an Ironman in between that, but I did a marathon. And so I knew that my run needed to improve if I was going to do well in Hawaii. And I did a proper, I think it was almost a 16-week marathon build where my swim and my bike, you know, were affected for that time because you sort of drop a lot of muscle mass and you're not in the pool as much. But doing a lot of miles, a lot of run miles, specific run miles, I think improved my running dramatically. So that sort of build, that sort of sole focus was for me the key to, you know, bringing that run down from what was a good run being a 3:30 to being consistently a 3:10 off the bike.
I mean, that's, again, that improvement is just incredible. Workout-wise, what do you enjoy doing?
I know you said about the bike, what you enjoy getting up out of the bed in the morning. I love getting out and going for a trail run, really cruisy trail run. I think that's great for the soul and also good for strength and endurance. But with a prescribed session, I think you can get found out by a basic descending run. So, I mean, I'm a sort of athlete that I can probably do any, because of my background with running and background as a professional, I guess, give me enough rest, I can close to do anything you want on a track. So a number, you know, 10 1Ks on a minute rest, I could do forever. But put me on a descending session and my overall endurance comes to the fore and I get found out. So something like, let's say a good warm-up, a 70-minute main set might be, let's say, 30 minutes at aerobic, then 20 minutes at tempo, then 15 minutes at threshold, then 5 minutes at VO2 or something like that, if you like those sort of terms. But essentially just negative splitting it till you can't go any harder. Warning about that session is you got to have the ability to, you know, it's quite a demanding set, obviously, and you got to have the – I don't want anyone to try that and get injured, but it's something that I find – that really puts you in your place in terms of understanding where the where you are at with your fitness.
It sounds like it could do some damage, as you say.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is go and try that with not having the sort of base and background building up to it. But yeah, it sounds like it can definitely do some work. As far as
the other,
yeah, sorry, go for it.
Sorry, the other thing that I can recall that really helped, and that I prescribe to all of my athletes, but I'm sure not many people do it, is running drills. Immediately after a really hard set, I can't highlight the importance of that. So you're tired, probably also before the start of the set as well, to set you up. But maybe, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of good quality running drills. So you can do, you know, one-legged skips, one-legged drives off from the back foot. You can do plyometric work and fast feet, all those sort of things. You do that 3 times a week, you know, your form will improve dramatically. And yeah, I think that's a huge proponent that age groupers miss.
Brilliant. Well, I think that's a good spot to leave it on for this edition of the podcast. Much appreciated, Richard. We look forward to getting you on, chat a little bit about your nutrition next time.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.